B-Pod Studios.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm the big scary man guy. Put a couple biscuits in the basket. They went top shelf where mama keeps the peanut butter and where I hide the porno.
It's Tuga time, it's Tuga time, it's Tuga time, it's Tuga.
I'm gonna be so hungover at work tomorrow, I'm not gonna do anything.
98.5 The Sports Hub. It's Dutcher and Rich, and it's all come down to this. We have tickets for Monday night's Stanley Cup Final Game 1.
Which I believe just the get-in price on the black market is like $700 right now. Just to get in to the game.
All right, again, if you have Twitch, twitch.tv.
Oh, there they are.
There they all
not
are.
Not yet, Nick. Wrangle them. Wrangle them.
Yeah.
they're all I love
stalking
this.
The hallway. Look at that.
Where did Xanadu go?
He's right there. He's behind Nick.
How could you miss all the right. banner?
He's the right. guy with the Hansen glasses.
We're going to bring him in one at a time.
No. Wait. Nick,
we're going to bring him in one at a time.
We're going to tell you when to bring them in. You can't just have them all come at once. Everyone's heads will explode like in the movie Scanners. You gotta bring them in one at a time. These guys are so intense, you know?
All right.
So here's how it's going to work. We have a contest and we're giving away these tickets. We're trying to find the biggest Bruins superfan to find. We have three contestants. However, it would not be fair for me, Fred, and Wog to be the only ones who helped choose who is the ultimate Bruins superfan, because there are several fans that have stood out amongst, like, above and beyond all of them.
They're jumping up and down in the hall.
As they should, because they are, in my opinion, three of the best that we've ever seen. You see them at the games. They're always in the Jumbotron. Maybe you've seen them dodging traffic with the rollerblades. But these, to me, are the pinnacle of what it means to be a Bruins superfan. And they are going to help be our celebrity judges. So, one by one, shall we introduce our celebrity judges?
Yeah, and let's start with Xanadu.
Oh, I got it. Ladies and gentlemen, just off the bridge, going across the street.
He's got rollerblades on.
Let the blades in. Check him out.
It's Xanadu.
Xanadu. Hey. Blade in.
Hey. Where am I going? What am I doing?
You're right here.
I can do that.
Oh, Xanadu. Rollerblading around. I saw you up on a bridge earlier.
Yeah, we got the overpass right here. I like to get everybody. You got people going into work. It's a Friday morning. They have Memorial Day weekend. Figure I'll brighten their day with my brand new Stanley Cup Final flag. We're looking forward to Monday evening, supporting the Bruins, yelling, screaming, getting everybody fired up because we are looking for absolute victory.
All right, so you do not disappoint, Xanadu. Now, I saw you the other day. You have your hockey glove on right there. You live streamed your metal band.
Yes.
And you play your bass with that hockey glove on.
Yes, so the band Devious Intentions, we decided we wanted to live stream it. And I appreciate the support you guys have given. I said, hey, while we're at it, let's get some support going for Devious Intentions. I figured that would be a great way to also just add the hockey element in there as well.
Now, have you ever fallen in traffic?
I have not fallen in traffic. I've been rollerblading between the South Shore and Boston since I was like 10 years old.
Okay.
None of these are challenged.
No concern. Let's just describe the scene. If you do not know Xanadu, Xanadu looks like one of the
Hanson brothers.
Right.
He's got a big Bruins flag. He has a Bruin teddy bear like attached to his jersey.
Can we see the back of your jersey that you got there?
Yeah. It says Xanadu.
Special Xanadu jersey.
Yes, indeed. He's got a long hair. He is, and how long have you been a super fan?
I started this whole thing in 2008. Not as far back as you might think. 2009, I started this whole Xanadu thing actually in Montreal.
Really?
I went up there and did this up and down the streets of Montreal.
Oh, that's awesome.
The year that they swept them, and I rolled into their fan fest dressed like this.
Oh, really? Awesome. Was there any violence or anything?
So security came up to me, and they said, listen, like, you have a ticket, you have every right to be here. We highly recommend that you leave, because when they snap and jump you, there aren't enough of us to stop them.
I mean, that is legitimately dangerous, I would think. Because if some dude, like, during a Canadians, let's say it was a playoff series where it was against the Canadians, some guy was going up and down the street at Causeway, oh, I would fear for that person's life.
So I did actually get jumped in the Bell Center. and security just took me, and they put me in sort of in the handicap section and just said, you know what, you're sitting here. This is where you're watching the game, and they escorted me out the back door later so that I didn't have to worry about any safety
issues. Okay, excellent. Now, what are you looking for when we bring in these contestants? Like, what is going to win you over to make them a Bruins superfan like you?
Looking for flair, looking for energy, looking for that guy that when they are looking around the TD Garden with the camera, mm-hmm. the person that they put on the screen mm-hmm. and gets just as fired up as when you see me or the big scary man guy or the Bruins warrior or the guy with the handlebar mustache, the guy that you get on there and everybody's just going, yeah, and going nuts and yelling and screaming and can do it whether the Bruins are up 3-2 or down 3-2.
Excellent. Right. I love it. All right.
Let's bring in the warrior because he's getting really
pumped up. All right, so next up, let's bring in the Bruins Ultimate Warrior.
All right, he is out. He is... Yeah.
Yeah.
He is fired up.
Let's go!
All right.
right there.
He knows where to sit. He's got a black and gold.
He's snarling, Fred. He's snarling.
The face paint of the Ultimate Warrior. Don't poke the bear shirts. And okay, so you have been fired up.
Yes.
All right. What? Okay. Now, how long have you been going to Bruins games?
Oh, Toucher Rich, I've been doing this since 2014. I have been blessed with the spirit of the Ultimate Bruins Warrior.
Okay. Now, Ultimate Bruins Warrior, you submitted a video yesterday. There is another Ultimate Bruins Warrior.
He's the imposter.
Okay. All right. And so you are the true Bruins Ultimate Warrior.
I tell you this, Rich. I've been doing this, like I said, since 2014, a week after the Ultimate Warrior passed away. Okay. So, yes, I am the original.
So you believe his soul touched your soul and said, not only do I want you to take my persona, but cheer on the Bruins while you're out.
I got hit with the hockey gods. They hit me with the power from the warrior above, and that's why I'm here right now.
Okay, what do you think about your fellow superfan, Judge Xanadude?
Xanadude, he comes from a very special area in Weymouth, as you said.
Weymouth!
All I know is that he brings more electricity than any superfan that I know.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I like it.
A very special area of Weymouth.
now, what are you looking for? When we bring in our contestants, as a celebrity judge, what do you need these guys to bring for them to get your vote?
I want them to bring the intensity. Okay. I want them to get everybody going. Everybody screaming, let's go Bruins!
I love it. Okay.
Okay, Well, let me say this. Once we bring in... narcoleptic. once we bring in the big scary man guy, let's bring him in now.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of our all-time favorites. You've seen him with the Viking helmet on the Jumbotron. It's Big Scary
let's
Man!
Go!
Big Scary Man Guy!
Let's go!
I love this idea.
Let me back and forth. The bad thing to say. When you've got the big scary man guy, the Bruins Viking, you're gonna send the Blues hiking. When you've got the lewd, crude Xanadude rolling up and down your block, you know that the Blues absolutely dump button. And when you've got the Ultimate Warrior, he's got the power too sweet to be sour. And when you've got the Bruins Avengers, it's endgame for anybody that comes at us. Let's go!
Let's go, Bruins!
Let's go! We want the cup! We want the cup! We want the cup! We want the cup!
Talking!
All right. So,
So, now I'll take a seat.
Okay, now you can take your seat. Sure, take right. a load off.
So what's going to happen is this, is that we are going to bring in the contestants one by one, and they are going to tell us why they should be one of the Bruins Superfan Avengers. You, at any point, can slap your hand on the table and object. Ooh. And then say why you object.
Yeah,
to dangerous this. Game we're playing.
It is.
Well, that's the idea.
Listen, we're giving you guys a lot of power this morning. And that says something about a respect level to you guys as Bruins super fans.
Toucher.
You guys are the best.
Okay.
It's a little red light.
Nearly
is still
a decade
on.
For me, and you guys have been awesome.
Well, when did we meet you, Big Scary Man? 11? Was it during the Cup run?
It was 11, yeah.
Okay. That was, by the way.
The Buffalo series, I was on the Zamboni. People were saying they saw him in the grassy knoll. It was out of control. I was saving the Dodgers from the train tracks.
I still remember that. Well, did you at one point were just like, I don't know who they were playing during that run. It might have been during the... Montreal, and you're like, bend them over
and keep going.
That's it. All right, well.
All right, so we have three contestants who I think are very worthy. But then again, in your presence, they could wilt. I mean, once again, they're in the presence of greatness.
Lots
so we will bring them up here one by one. Ultimate Warrior, you have not cracked that serious face.
Breathing like, very heavily.
Yes, very heavily. There's a lot of sweat.
I believe the Ultimate Warrior needs his inhaler.
Now you've done it.
I mean, this is...
All right. You need to pee.
So, I do not need to pee.
All right.
Do you need a flag?
I do.
Okay.
He has a flag.
All right.
Don't hit the lights.
No, you do not hit the lights. So we're going to take the break, and you guys hang out here. We're going to one at a time bring them in. And we're going to question them, and then we will allow you, after they're all three been introduced, to ask your own questions and interject.
Yeah, and at any point when they're talking, when we bring them in one by one.
If you think they're being a poser, or if you think that maybe they don't have, or their intensity isn't high enough, you can object.
You can object. Just slap the table and say, I object! Okay.
So you have to slap the table. You go, like, get up, tell him to like bring it up a notch. Like, listen, you guys are nowhere near our level.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now you get it. You get it.
Xanadu,
you got it. You got it. All right. Yeah. So
they're here. We want the bar to be like here.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. You guys get it. So should we take a quick break?
Let's take a break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we will meet the wannabe Superfan Avengers.
Do we find out if we can get the motorcycle up here?
That we can't. It's like 2 tons.
Oh, okay.
That's a problem.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
nice
it's like,
motorcycle. Carried it on
it is. It's like
it's impressive.
Yeah, it's real heavy. So okay. That's not happening.
All right.
All right. We will be right back, and we will have more for finding our newest Superfan Avenger. The Ultimate Warrior is pointing at the staff.
Oh, man.
Threateningly, menacingly.
That 98.5 the Sports Hub shirt. That's the new super fan there, dude.
Yeah, he's just staring at his shirt.
All right.
Jeez.
All right.
Perfect place for the studio.
Let's take a breath.
All right. So we will be right back.
Bap. Missed something?
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 the Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Bruins! Whoa!
All right. 98.5 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That
oh, my God.
All right. So we have a.
I feel sorry for these guys.
I'm looking at. This is. Okay. I'm okay, looking at the guys in the vault.
All right. We had a contest where people submitted to be part of the. The Superfan Avengers. The Bruins guy is just. Boy,
okay,
he's itching.
Last. He's last.
He's itching to get in.
Yeah, we're bringing him in last.
Okay, so we have the current Avengers, Big Scary Man guy, the Ultimate Warrior. He's growling, and Xanadu, who you can see him skating to and fro around the city with his big Bruins flag. He. While they were waiting in the parking lot, instead of just wasting their time, Xanadu went up on a pedestrian bridge and started waving his flag at people.
Enjoy your day at work, folks.
You know what? They got it going on. All right. And they were nice enough to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is we have three contestants.
Mm-hmm.
that want to join the triumvirate of the Bruins superfan Avengers.
That's right.
And what can happen is while they're pleading their case, the superfan Avengers can smack the table and object. Or object?
I object.
Because of any reason.
Yeah.
Anything you don't see.
You don't think their energy's up enough if you don't think that they are doing a good enough job describing why they indeed should win these tickets as a brand new generation of superfan, okay? All right? We're giving you guys a lot of power today.
Because you're going to influence Rich and I, is the point, is that we are not superfan level. So you're going to have to help us do this. All right, Rich.
All right, so let's...
You're the one who went through the videos.
Okay, let's let's start with a guy who, might have really the best costume of anyone. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a gentleman who goes by the name of Chief Wanna Make Me Cheer.
I think he did. That's not his name.
Big Chief! Chief, Chief!
Wow, there is a the man. Okay, so Chief Wanamaker Cheer is okay.
He has a black headdress on.
He does. He has the face paint, very similar.
Get out of here.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
That's right. Chair aside.
Like some piercing career in the 70s.
Make him want to cheer. That's who I am. Black and gold. I am the next Avenger. And if I'm not, I'm the next Thanos. You don't want this.
Objection!
Right.
Ultimate Warrior.
We don't do anything with Thanos.
I feel sad for St. Louis next week. It's going to be the black and blues when the Bruins are done.
All right, Ultimate Warrior.
Of all, I got a picked on for this contest. I got a text message, or sorry, a Twitter saying to be here after I had to listen that I looked like I was 70. What the hell is that? 70.
How old are you? By the way, you are
48. Okay. 70. Come on.
You're 48.
48 years, Joe.
You're looking at me.
Hey, Walker, where you at?
I'm over here. What? You're telling me I'm lying. You're not a chance.
Right now.
Not a freaking chance.
Butterfly wings.
Ultimate Warrior
is growling.
Ultimate
Warrior is not happy. Okay. Chief want to make
time out. Ultimate Warrior, you seem to have a scowl. You have you have growled with disdain. What is your problem with Chief Wanamaker with
we
a butterfly wing?
Not do anything with Thanos. Thanos got destroyed by all of us and the Warriors.
I said if I'm not the next Avenger, then you guys got to watch out.
You are not from New England with that voice.
Me?
At all. No.
he's being sarcastic.
I'm born and raised Charlestown, Massachusetts, buddy.
You don't say. All right, so this is amazing. Like, you even have the...
You don't even know the half of it. Every little bit. I've been kicked out of Disney for walking in like this. Woo!
I believe him.
Yeah. Sir, you're not one of our authorized characters. I'm like, please. I already got more pictures taken than Mickey Mouse today.
Certainly can. Sanity, we got butterfly Thanos.
No, is that your phone?
We fly in the air.
Now what's going on?
The Ultimate Warrior.
You have something glowing on your arm. What is that?
That's music, my friend. I am all about being an impact player.
Okay.
All right. I got fur. I got feathers. I got beads. I got music. If I can figure out a way to make myself smell like cinnamon buns without eating it and being a fat slob, then I would do it.
Okay. What now?
Hang on a second.
What was this? Hey, Walden, you better get ready to leave, buddy, because that's going to be my seat soon.
Oh, I like that.
I don't hate this. Listen, it ain't about what you have. It's about what you got. And he's bringing something to the table. Bring pick it up.
I
he's
am
down.
Bringing it.
You're even...
What, you want to hear a story? I'm going to tell it to you anyway.
Sure.
The other night when I tell my daughter, right? I say, hey, I'm going to join the 98.5 contest.
Okay.
She's like, yeah, nobody's going to do that. I said, please, look up Big Scary Man Guy. And she shows me a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
Look up Ultimate Warrior, Bruins Ultimate Warrior.
Was this
she
on Tinder?
Me a picture of it. I said, show me Xanadu. She shows me a picture. I said, holy crap, I play hockey with that.
That's
kid.
What we're doing.
He told us that.
I've never seen his picture before. She's like, no way. I said, hold on, let me call the kid that I skate with to get his name. He goes, oh, I don't know his name. I just call him Xanadu.
I'm sorry, what is that weird song that's playing, hanging around your neck?
It is totally weird.
Nutty.
Oh, it's Nutty. Oh, okay. All right. It's like the old school Nutty. Okay, good. All right.
So Ultimate Warrior, you still look displeased.
No, I'm definitely not displeased. I think this gentleman brings total and utter warrior spirit.
Okay, I like this guy too.
Happy face.
This guy's pretty good.
You should see me on caffeine.
Okay, all right. Well, that is, of course, Chief Wanamaker.
You got to hit Bear Force One on that.
Want to make me cheer.
I was in there earlier.
All right, we got two more guys to meet.
Let's go!
Okay, so right. If you would not mind, Chief, want to make me cheer, if you could...
Just tell him go home now. All right. Sorry, guys, for making the trip. I love Chris. Chris is a great guy.
I don't know Chris. I don't know who Chris is. All right, all I know is that we have two more contestants to meet. You can stand over there, Chief, want to make me cheer.
Everyone that loves Chief, want to make you cheer.
And now, let's bring in a gentleman that we just know as... Motorcycle guy.
Yes,
Bruins motorcycle guy.
Yes, a motorcycle could not be brought up here.
Let's go, Bruins! Let's go!
It could not be brought up here. It's far too heavy.
We want the cup! We want the cup! We want the cup! We want the cup!
All right. You're talking to the microphone.
No.
Let's go!
All right. You guys surprisingly don't need microphones.
All right. We don't need microphones.
All right.
We're going to win.
Okay.
Game six.
All right. Let's just see. First of all, let's see. Hang on. I got it. Just get it out of the way. Can we see your back, please?
Okay. You are a gentleman. You sent us pictures where you have like some massive tattoos. Let's see.
Let's get the reaction from the.
Oh, everything's off.
Oh. Look at that.
My God.
Now that is true warrior spirit.
Dedication right there.
Even Chief Wanamaker chair is applauding.
Big scary man guy, can you describe what you're seeing here on his back?
A lot of skulls. Maybe a couple mistakes, but it's pretty good. There's a lot.
That is
it's all glitz. No, Gloria is on the bottom. It's the Bruins spike. B. Cam Neely.
You got Neely's number retired. You got Bobby Orr's, Ray Bourque. Now, have any of these guys, have you ever shown, you can put your shirt down now. Have you ever shown those guys your tattoos before? Have you ever met any of them?
Yes, because I played in the Bruins alumni game, and I met a lot of those Bruins fans.
Okay, and did they see
players.
The players? Did they see your number and you said, "Hey, I've got your retired number on my back"?
Yeah, I saw Rick Middleton and he said I didn't put his on yet.
Okay,
yeah. Well, he doesn't really deserve it.
All right, so you have a motorcycle that's all decked out right now, and it's Bruins. How much did that cost for you to customize that thing?
Well, I got friends.
Okay,
that's right.
You do favors,
but I'll tell you, let's go Bruins!
Let's go!
All right, Bruins.
All right.
I need more energy out of this guy.
All right.
Let's go.
Thank you, Paul. It was a tattoo. Let's go, Bruins. We want the cup.
You sound like you're trying to talk over your motorcycle. I like the video.
Okay, so Mr. Bruins, motorcycle guy, why should they choose? What's that?
Seals.
Yeah. I like Bruins motorcycle guy better than Seals. Okay, so why should you be the ultimate Bruins super fan and get these tickets?
Because I got everything that I have an office out in Cherry Valley. My whole office is all Bruins. I have over 100 Bruins shirts. I have my Bruins bike, my Bruins back piece. I got Bruins bar at my house.
Guys, what do you think?
Everybody,
but do you have wings?
Can you bring the intensity?
Can you bring the energy?
Everybody in here is a Bruins fan, and I freaking love it.
Can you yell through three periods?
I can yell through three periods.
I'm having a hard time right now.
We're looking for the guy that can put on the Jumbotron and get that crowd pumped.
Yes, I was in our blood.
It's not just about Bruins when you win.
Don't put blood on the Jumbotron.
We're down 2-0. We need a guy that's going to keep going.
Chief wanted to
keep
going. Chief wanted to make me cheer. This is one of the guys you're going to be going up against. What is your opinion of him? This is where
there is a certain camaraderie, I have to say.
It's great.
I mean, all these guys.
Okay. Chief wanted to make me cheer.
We're
all warriors. Good
guys in here.
All right.
Guys are cool.
Chief wanted to make me cheer. What do you think about this guy?
Chief wanted to make him cheer.
Okay.
Don't make me correct you again.
Stupid.
But I called him Hulk Hogan. The Bruins Hulk Hogan. That would not fly.
Okay. I have no idea what's going on, but I do believe we need to take a commercial break. There's one last contestant that we have. Hey,
let's go, Bruins.
John. Could either Ultimate Warrior or Big Scary Man Guy help you with your update?
Yeah, what do you need?
Okay, we're about to do John Wallach's headlines.
Sure.
Would one of you two gentlemen...
I would think the Warrior would
the Warrior.
Be
the...
You want the Warrior? Warrior?
Would you, right, would you like to help with this update? Okay, go on over. There's a script there. All right. Here's John Wallach's headlines with featuring the Ultimate Bruins
Warrior.
Again,
you can see this...
No. You read this part, all right?
I would suggest that you go to twitch.tv, search the Sports Hub. You can get the Twitch app.
Do this.
And your smartphone.
Like I'm available for parties, too, if you need.
Hold on one second.
You're on your kids. I'm coming down a little for under 16.
All right.
Why the hell would they hire you for a party? Okay, very good.
I
like the Bruins!
We have a final contestant coming up who is right now the one I'm honestly looking forward to the most.
He is chomping.
Although
at the
these guys have completely blown away my expectations.
Are you kidding me? They got, both these guys both brought it. My God.
Both of them. They both brought it. All right, here are the headlines. 98.5
The Sport. Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
The Sports Hub.
I'm the Big Scary Man Guy.
See you doing here?
Hey, this is from me. This is from Nicky Knuckles to Anderson. Anderson, I'm looking for you. You two-faced rat.
985 right. Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich.
Everyone's everywhere. All right, guys. All right,
hang on. I'll sit this.
Okay.
They're making us sit.
No, you don't have to sit.
No one has to sit
if they don't want to.
Way too high.
All right. So now, okay. We're looking for. We are having a contest where we're looking for the next Bruins superfan, and to help us, we have a Big Scary Man Guy.
Yeah.
The Ultimate Warrior, and Xanadude.
Go Bruins!
Xanadude is the man who roller skates around town with his Bruins flag. I don't think I have to explain the Ultimate Warrior for you. He's the most intense of the three. Big Scary Man Guy is... if you've ever been to a Bruins game, you've seen Big Scary Man Guy. He wears the Viking helmet with the B on it.
Yep.
All right, and we have met two contestants.
Mm-hmm.
One is Bruins motorcycle guy.
Although somebody said after looking at his tattoos, they should just call him David Bax. That's not a bad name.
Let's not confuse
him. That's harsh.
And then we have Chief Wanna-Cheer.
Wanna-Make-Em-Cheer. Okay, Wanna-Make-Em-Cheer. All right.
Now, there's a guy out
who's 48.
And you're not 70.
Okay.
All you people on Facebook me yesterday, I'm 48.
No, you're not.
I've seen you play hockey. You look like you're far older.
When you're laying on the ice like you do, going skating on your nose, it's kind of...
All right, there's talk going.
All right,
look at Bruins guy outside.
Okay, so there's one last contestant that we're just about to bring in. Okay, and this one is different than what it seems everyone else because he doesn't really have much of a costume.
I can hear him tapping his stick.
As a matter of fact, he's looking at us right now through the window, tapping his stick. Oh, and he's very intense.
He's gonna have to do it on
he doesn't get out of his mom's basement a lot, I think.
Oh, boy, that is coming from...
He has become somewhat of a viral sensation. You might have seen him on the internet tapping his stick outside of this house going... ladies and gentlemen...
By the way, you can see all this on twitch.tv or get the Twitch app.
Let's bring in our final contestant, Bruins Guy!
Bruins guy has got his white stick. He's not in a costume. Other than scary guy.
Okay,
he's got the intensity.
Bruins guy, here's why I like you. You came in, you're not putting on like any kind of costume. That you're just saying, I am pure Bruins adrenaline.
You're damn right. And let me just check you guys for a second. 98.5 The Sports Hub, y'all better listen up. Been hiding in the ceiling? That ceiling couldn't take my twig, let alone that comment right there. And keep your left eye on me? I've been on Barstool. I've been on What's the Word. Spittin' Chicklets already spat me out with their shit. And I already been on TSN and the enemy lines. Bar down and main. You all should be keeping both eyes on me as well as the Bruins. Go a third or fourth like I got on my head right now. Cause y'all ain't got enough room for my twig. You can't even have me here. Bruins!
Whatever he said, it was loud. Is beside himself.
He's over there losing his mind.
Okay. So, all right. So you have a gift.
The one Ultimate Warrior is pumped.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior. I mean, he's amping it up. Just watching this guy, it's like plugging into the old thing that you charge your car with.
Whatever he was saying, which I'm not quite sure.
I'm not sure either. But that doesn't matter.
Loud.
You have a gift, Bruins guy, and that is
you didn't even know what to tell.
You are able to hold a note for like an extremely long time. I've been playing a clip this morning. Can I hear a little bit of that?
Bruins!
I like it
a lot.
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh, wow. Unanimous approval.
I love
unanimous approval from all the judges.
15 seconds. Oh,
okay.
My God.
So what makes you... better, not better, but what makes you the most worthy to win these tickets over Chief Wanna Make 'Em Cheer and David Bax?
I love the looks. You guys are amazing. But it doesn't take a genius to realize that a humble hole is what starts your love for one of the OG North American sports towns to say, hey, let's get some badass people and
Mr.
put
Rogers
them on the ice.
A humble hole?
You think you got what it takes to do what I do? I don't even need this damn twig that's been with me for the past 2.5 years.
What
you
twig?
Need is a living heart that I'm blessed to still keep. A love, that passion that comes out of your body saying, hey, I don't care if it's Rusk. I don't care if it's Tara. I don't care if it's Pasta. Bergeron, anybody, you wear the black, white, and gold, you better go! Bruins! Go!
Okay.
Objection!
Objection! Yeah! Hang on, we have an Ultimate Warrior objection, yes.
What the hell is a twig?
I never skated in my life, and for you, sir, to snarl at me with that malarkey, not even know what a twig is. Take a clue. Look at his flag. You'll find out what the purest twig is all about. At least he has the flag. If I had any more time, I would have gone to Wildcat Nation back home in Milton, Mass., grabbed my goddamn pencils, and drew a flag, tied it right on with tape, glue, anything. Even my own arm hair, which I got plenty of. I will tie it on there and wave this stick proud.
What was
as
this?
You hear.
What was taking up your time? What was taking up your time?
I had to prep for the fact that I was blessed enough to be on 98.5 with Touch.
Oh, there you go.
Lucas Azri, I like that. Okay, so now we have to talk to our judges for a moment.
Okay.
Gentlemen, you have to make a decision in a couple of moments. Now, you are ultimately not the ones who will decide, but you have to sway me and Fred. And even Wallach, if it needs to be a tiebreaker as to who gets these tickets, all right?
Very well.
So now is the time that you can ask a question of any of these three. Xanadude, you first.
What are you going to do on Monday night to make that building the loudest it has been in the history of this town?
Good question. Good question. That's a great question by Xanadude. Okay, right. let's start with David Bax. Yes.
David Bax, if you could move over, sir, to this microphone.
30 seconds or less.
Guys, I'm...
He's been riding a motorcycle.
Guys, I'm going to rock that fucking...
No! Can't do that.
Sorry.
Can't do that.
I'm going to rock that place. I'm going to show everyone in Bruins Nation my tattoos on my back. And I'm going to get that place rocking like you never saw it before.
Excellent. Good job, David Bax. Okay. Excellent answer. All right. Chief Wanna Make 'Em Cheer. Your answer.
Let's see. They brought me in first for a reason. Was to bring the energy the way it needed to be brought. Now, what am I going to do? I was here for 5 seconds and Twitch went over 2,000 people. We're bringing it right now. Right now. They can't even see me. They're just listening. They're going to be outside the stadium going,
what the hell is this guy's problem? What the hell is he up to? Then they're going to see me, going to say, where the hell do I go now?
All right, good job.
How do I get away from this?
All right, Chief, want to make it true? I like that people fear him as much as they are excited by him. All right, and a Bruins guy, yes, to Xanadu's question.
Chief, you may have been first, but it seems like you never heard of the grand finale. You know that as round as I am closest to an Italian mother's meatballs, I'm going to be bouncing off like a tilted pinball table going off in that arena. If you don't see me bouncing after that goddamn race goes on where the balcony, who are known as the shrimp, win that race during the commercial break, you will know. Oh.
Whoa. Hang on!
Oh my God!
What just happened?
Happened? Oh, no.
What just happened?
Looks like the NWO for the Ultimate Warrior.
What just happened? This is completely unplanned. Completely unplanned.
Oh!
Right. The Bruins NWO has shown up.
Oh, another Ultimate Warrior!
Hang on. We have in studio.
Everyone.
Okay.
So it's the wrestlers. There is a Ric Flair, a Macho Man, a Hulk Hogan, and another Ultimate Warrior. They have come in. They have come in. This was not planned.
No, so
rookie Ross, so just the door downstairs is locked. Someone let them in.
All right. So, for the listeners, what just happened? We had no idea this was happening.
I swear to God, no idea.
So, four people dressed up who are calling themselves the Bruins NWO. Bruins World Order. We have the other Ultimate Warrior. We've got the Nature Boy, Bruins Nature Boy. We have the Bruins Macho Man and the Bruins Hulk Hogan. I don't know what they're doing here, but my God, I'm glad it happened.
All right. So this is this has become very confusing.
Okay, so why did you... What here? Get on this one. Real quick. Just one representative. Or all at the same time. I don't care.
Okay. Why the other Ultimate Warrior? Ultimate Warrior.
Okay, hang on.
1 second. Ultimate Warrior that was here first.
Original Ultimate Warrior.
What is your feelings on this?
I have no feelings other than frustrations that go through my veins when I see an imposter, or maybe he is an NWO warrior, which if that's the case, it is completely okay.
Holding him back. All right, Hulk Hogan is holding the other warrior back. All right.
So Bruins Ultimate Warrior. Can you hop on that microphone? The second Bruins Ultimate Warrior. We have to find out which one is the superior of the two.
Well, that dude's got Bruins tattoos
going. I mean, everywhere.
He's
covered.
Got fake paint. No paint. No colors.
He's got ink in the veins.
I got proof I've been doing
paint or no paint. I am the Ultimate Warrior.
Woo! Yeah, let's go, baby.
Go Bruins.
Okay. So
that was a very long promo. Apparently, my students are gathered around the computer listening to this right now.
Okay, so
all right, Xanadu,
pay attention at school, kids. All right,
so, what made you guys the Bruins World Order? What made you guys want to come in and crash this party?
Because we didn't get an invite.
Well, you didn't submit.
Oh, I submitted, brother.
Yes, he
Let
did.
Let me tell you. Check your Twitter. I know you mentioned me. I've made a nasty video with a Titantron for the Bruins World Order.
Okay.
For Tuukka Mania Run Wild.
Okay.
So whatever. No invite. Ain't no problem. So we.
You know what? You were wrong, you guys.
You did Twitter.
I saw it. I thought it was greatness.
Oh, wow. There's
I like making the camaraderie.
Friends.
There's a big soft.
All right.
There is something.
All right. Okay. This bit's going to run so late. All right. Oh, they're shaking hands. They've all come together. All right. We have to break. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people in studio that are not a part of the show. But we will break.
We will have to pick a winner.
Yeah. Eventually, this is all going to end.
All right.
Too late.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
All right. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and it started as a contest to find three super fans to join the Super Fan Avengers. And it is turned into a melee. We have Big Scary Man Guy,
The Ultimate Warrior and Xanadu.
There are celebrity judges because they're at the peak of what it means to be a Bruins super fan.
Yes, and then we had our contestants, Chief Wanamakem cheer. Then we have a motorcycle guy or David Back. And then we have a Bruins guy. And then, unbeknownst to any of us, we had the Boston World Order come in, which is another Ultimate Warrior.
The Bruins World Order.
And the two Ultimate Warriors, they embraced during the break.
That is one thing that I have noticed. Despite this being a competition, there is a bond and a unity between these guys who all want one goal. And what is that goal, Jeff?
We want the cup!
Yes, you do. Well, in front of you is Lord Joe Murray's Stanley Cup, which he made there after lighting up a little bit one night. So, enjoy
all right, again,
that.
This is on twitch.tv. You can search the sports site or go to your smartphone and get the Twitch app.
Okay, so now it's time for our celebrity judges, Big Scary Man Guy, Ultimate Warrior, and Xanadu, to give their opinion as to who they think should win. Once again, they do not count for a vote, but they are going to try to convince me and Fred and possibly John Wallach who should win this. All right, so let's start with Big Scary Man Guy. Why don't you get right into one of those microphones, Big Scary Man Guy, and tell us who you believe out of Bruins Guy, Bruins Motorcycle Guy, and Chief want to make him cheer. Who should win these tickets to Monday night's game?
It's pretty tough. I'm liking the Chief. I'm liking what he's putting down. I'm liking everything that everybody's been doing. But I kind of like the Twig.
Bruins Guy!
We got the gift of jab, and we might have something going. Yeah. So, damn right!
All right, there you go, Ultimate Warrior. Dan, let me do this. Ultimate Warrior, what are you thinking?
I think they're all pretty good. But I'll tell you who I really think is going to go to it, and I think it's going to be the Twig. I think he brings a level of intensity that has never been seen in this group of crowd of new people competing.
All right.
Xanadu.
All right, so I am actually going against these two, having tried to get on the Jumbotron for years. I am looking for flair. I'm looking for over the top. I understand you can yell, you can sing, you can bang a stick, but Chief Wanamakem Cheer here is going to get that building electric, and that's what I'm looking for from the next Bruins super fan.
All right, Rich, there's a lot to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And just as in unison, the Bruins World Order, who do you like?
Who do you like?
Discussing.
Oh, they're discussing.
they're in a huddle. They're
shout
discussing
out to my
it.
It's like a family feud huddle.
Right now, so they're doing their work. It's like this. Yes. They're both two warriors saying to stay in school. As we know, Xanadu is a teacher.
Bruins Hogan, speak for the group, please.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. There's one thing that I like, and that's WrestleMania. I like when it's one versus one. Mano y mano. Brother versus brother. Dude versus dude. So with that in mind, the BWO collectively, we want the Chief. We want one versus one. We want winner take all. Overtime rules.
All right. There's a lot to think about. We will have no commercials here, just the headlines.
When we come back, Fred and I will make our decision, and possibly Wallach if it's necessary.
It probably will be, but who's less likely to kill me?